What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, 4.5 years strong, y'all, strong, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about how narcissistic people, toxic people, like to blame you for where they are in life. Literally, will blame you, absolutely, give you all the blame and take no blame for themselves on where they are in life. They absolutely will. Narcissistic people, like myself, I've been perpetually a victim for a very, very long time in my life. I just have. I do this channel, I do these videos, I do these podcasts to show y'all and to keep it real. I've been in victim mode my whole entire life. And sometimes, not even nowadays, I'm still in that victim mindset. I still am in victim mode because that's how I've been conditioned. I've been conditioned to be in victim mode damn near my entire life, y'all. Yeah, it sucks, but what can I do? It sucks being in victim mode because I understand it because I'm self-aware. But when you're not self-aware of being in the super victim mode, it can destroy your life. Because as a victim in victim mode, narcissistic people, the unaware ones and some of the self-aware ones, will extend blame to other people in their life as opposed to taking any kind of responsibility or accountability for their current standing in their life. It's easier to put it onto other people. It absolutely just is. It's easier to put it onto other people and to blame you for where we are in life. So if that narcissistic person has a goal of being a famous actor, they can blame their mom, dad, husband or wife or whatever for holding them back. You didn't give me the life and tools I needed to become a famous actor or model or whatever. You didn't help me out. You weren't there for me. No amount of support, y'all, is enough support for a narcissist. You can support their dreams. You can put your life on hold, which a lot of people do, a lot of people put their lives on hold to try to help a narcissist or a toxic person build their life up. So many people get caught up in this situation where you absolutely stop what you're doing in your own life and try to help this narcissist or toxic person build their lives up. You do. A lot of people get caught up in that situation, y'all. They absolutely do. They try to focus on the other person, build the other person up, and you lose yourself and you actually hold yourself back. Because whether or not that narcissistic person succeeds, whether or not they succeed or fail, they're going to blame you and not give you credit. Even if they succeed based on all your support and all your help, they're not going to give you the credit. You're not going to get any credit. I did this myself. Yay. But you helped them. You sacrificed your own dreams and goals to help this person build their life. And guess what happens in a lot of times in these situations? They leave your ass for someone else. They build their lives up. You help to build them up, start a business, whatever, help them accomplish these goals and dreams. And they leave you for somebody else. And yeah, you have to work on building yourself up later on in life because you sacrificed so much for this person. It'd be blowing my mind, y'all. But I said, they will blame you. But if they don't hit those goals, dear Lord, if they don't hit those damn goals, you might as well, like, oh my goodness, you're going to live a very, very bad life with a narcissistic person that is a chronic underachiever. But here's the thing about that, y'all. Chronic underachiever. Yeah. That is a consistent underachiever in their lives. But here's the thing about narcissistic people, y'all. In our minds, we're always going to be underachievers. That's the catch right there. In a narcissist's mind, we're literally always going to be underachievers. We're never going to hit our goals because we think our real goal is happiness, is true contentment and joy. Our real goal is joy. I know we can be happy in spurts, but I feel like true happiness, true joy, contentment, perpetual happiness, continuous happiness, you know, escapes narcissists. But I feel like these goals and these delusions of grandeur are just delusions of joy, delusions of happiness. You know what I mean? Because we think hitting these major goals is going to make us happy. I even told my therapist that. And she's like, you know, those are not delusions of grandeur. Those are delusions of happiness. You think you're going to be happy when you hit those goals and you just won't. Because happiness is not something that you can buy. You have to feel it on the inside. But being on the inside, you have to be okay with where you are. And no narcissistic person in their life is okay with where they are. Because no real narcissistic person is going to be okay with where they are in life. And they will blame you for where they are in life, no matter what you do. If you got pregnant by them, y'all had kids early. You know, if you got them pregnant, they're going to blame you for holding them back from achieving their goals and dreams. Like, you held me back from my life. My life over. You ruined my life. I was going to be famous. Blah, 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 boop, 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 beep, beep, beep. You know how it goes. They're going to blame you. You're going to get all the blame and none of the credit. So, again, y'all, I don't tell everybody to leave. But is it worth it? Just based on what I just said right there. Does it carry the worth to stay in this relationship? Honestly, honest question. Like, is it worth it to stay in this relationship when you're going to get none of the credit and all of the blame? Because they're going to put it onto you. It's in your lap. And Lee, it's not really our fault. Y'all, I understand that it's not really your fault. That narcissist or toxic person doesn't care. They're going to blame you anyway. Y'all, it's not your fault, but they're going to blame you for being there because you're still there. The common denominator in these situations is you to them. I know what you're going to say. But Lee, they are the common denominator, not to them. The common denominator in this situation is you. Because I've been working hard on myself. I've been doing all this stuff myself, working on me. And the only thing that's held me back is you. I've done it to my wife. My wife, back in the day, she was my biggest supporter on trying to do what I wanted to do. And I wouldn't do it. I would just blame her. Like, you didn't support me enough. You never been there for me. You doubted me. Like, I'll come home and see how you look at me. I know you didn't believe in me. And she was believing in me. But there's no amount of belief that you can give a narcissist that's going to make them happy or going to satisfy that craving of wanting more. There's just not, y'all. And you have to understand that. You have to. There's nothing you can do in your life that's going to fulfill a narcissistic person, a true narcissist. Nothing you ever do is ever going to be enough for that person. It's just not. You will never, ever make this person happy. You just don't have the ability to do so. And if you're okay with that, then by all means, stay in this relationship. If you're okay with giving your all to someone who doesn't truly appreciate it, who never will truly appreciate it, then by all means, stay in this toxic relationship. Because if they don't appreciate it, if they don't appreciate it right now, what makes you think they're going to appreciate it later? It doesn't get better. I feel like so many people want to hold on. Maybe if I hold on a little longer, it'll get better. But holding on, y'all, is dragging. You holding on, but you're getting drugged behind a damn truck or a bus or a scooter or a motorcycle or a boat. Some kind of vehicle. You're getting drugged behind something that's moving really fast. You know what I mean? Let go. If you're getting drugged behind a car and you hold on to the rope, you're holding onto a rope on the back of a car. That car is driving and it's picking up speed gradually. At 2 miles per hour, it doesn't really hurt. 3 miles per hour, it doesn't really hurt. It's starting to get a little rocky. You're on a dirt road, y'all. 5 miles per hour, it's starting rocks starting to fly in your face and your mouth. 10 miles per hour, it's starting to get very, very painful. You know it hurts. You should let go. But you feel like if you hold on a little bit longer, you get to smoother ground, right? But instead of getting smoother ground, they pick up speed. 15 miles per hour, 20. The skin is coming off your hand and your arms. You should let go now. It's painful. It's painful, right? Nope. You hold on. 40 miles per hour, 50. You're getting drugged behind something that is not appreciated. They see you back there. You're like, hey, can you slow down a little bit? No, I'm worried about me. They see you back there holding on, but they don't care. They look back there. They blame you for holding on. Like, hey, can you slow down so I can let go? Nope. I'm picking up speed. They blame you for holding on. You can let go. You know you can let go, right? You can let go. You can abandon me. You can leave me like everybody else has left me. You can give up on me like everybody else has ever given up on me. So you hear that, you hold on tighter. Instead of letting go at 50 miles per hour, you hold on tighter. You keep holding on tighter and tighter and tighter. 60 miles per hour, 70. Now you're speeding. Now you're flying. Now you're buzzing through the speed limit, y'all. Now you have no skin left on your arm. You have no hope left. So even if you let go right now, it's going to be painful as hell. You're going to roll and hurt yourself even more. But guess what? They still, even when you let go right now, the scars and the bruises can still heal over time. It doesn't heal if you keep holding on, because now they're going to, you let go now, you rolled and rolled and rolled and came to a stop finally. They're going 100, 150, 200 miles per hour. They got a Hellcat. They driving a Hellcat, y'all. I forgot to tell you what kind of car they driving. They driving a Hellcat. Let go. It's okay to let go, y'all. They're going to keep speeding. You, it's okay for you to let go. Oh, I'm going to sneeze, y'all. Sorry. But yeah, I know that analogy ran on a little bit longer, y'all, but I get passionate with that. That analogy got me sweating a little bit right there. That was the fire one right there. That was a little fire. The fireman, like Lil Wayne said, the fireman. But yeah, they're going to blame you for holding on, y'all. And then also they're going to blame you for letting go. You let go. To hell with you. Bye. You know what I mean? Bye. You let go. Oh, sorry, y'all. I know this ran on a little bit longer than I wanted to do, y'all. But like, stay strong, y'all. It's okay to choose you. It really is. Because in this relationship, you're going to get all the blame and damn near none of the credit. So stay strong, like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace. And if you listen to this on podcast form, y'all, hit that 5 stars for me. Please, 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 please. I'm begging you. Hit that 5 stars for me. Thank you for tuning in. Mental illness is out. Peace.